Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is four-time All-Star pitcher Tommy John. Let me give you a little background on Tommy. He is from Terre Haute, Indiana, made his Major League debut in 1963 with the Cleveland Indians. Pitched in the big leagues from 63 to 1989 for the Indians, White Sox, Dodgers, Yankees, Angels, and A's. Over that time, he won 288 games, which still ranks him 26th all-time, and he's 7th all-time among left-handed starting pitchers. He had a career ERA of 3.34, led the league in shutouts three times in 1966, 67, and 80, led the league in assists by a pitcher twice and fielding percentage five times, selected to the All-Star game four times. 1976, he won the Hutch Award, which was given annually to the player who best exemplifies fighting spirit and competitive desire. 1989, he won the Lou Gehrig Award for character and integrity, both on and off the field. And like you heard us talking about at the top of the show, here is something that's never going to get done again. 1979 and 1980, Tommy won a combined 43 games, started 73 games over those two seasons, completed 33 of them. And we're excited he is back with us tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Tommy, Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming
back, Tommy,
on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tommy, I want to start by going back to your time in Chicago, 1968. You're 10-5. You end the year with a 1.98 ERA. And everyone sort of talks about the year Gibson had in 68 with his 1.12 ERA or Denny McClain's 31 wins that season. But if you had pitched the number of innings that they did, who knows the number of wins that you would have had and what that season would have been like for you? What do you remember about 68?
I remember I was might have been 7-0, 8-0 at All-Star break. And I went down and I pitched in Houston 1968. And in fact, I thought I was going to make the All-Star team in 67. I had a better All-Star break record. Then I came back to there was a tussle in Detroit. And I got into a fight on the field with Dick McAuliffe. He charged the mound, and I tried to put a tackle into him, and he drove his knee into my shoulder, and I separated my left shoulder, and I was on the ground. I mean, I could not raise my arm. I couldn't do anything. It was just hanging. So I was at the they flew me home, and the next day I'm in the hospital room, and I'm sitting there, and I get this phone call. And the guy says, worst tackle I've ever seen. You dropped your head. Keep your head up. Never played football. Who is this? He says, your number one fan from Doddiesburg. And I said, Bill George? And he said, yeah. So we started talking. Now, here's where it gets good. Get down and he said, do you want me to get him? And I said, what? He said, Obradovich and I will find out where they go drink. He and I will go in there. We'll pick a fight with him. We'll kick his ass. And I said, no. I don't want to do that. That sounds like something the mafia would do. But Bill George was going to hunt out Dick McAuliffe and kick his butt for me. But I never pitched the rest of the year. And 10-5. It just was one of those years when we played well, but we didn't score a lot.
Tommy, over the course of your career, you had a good fastball, but you had a great sinker. How were you able to, develop your sinker, get so many ground balls, get so many double plays?
I started in baseball in 1961, and I retired in 1989. I threw two pitches all those years. I threw a fastball through. The guy that taught me the sinker was a pitching coach for the White Sox by the name of Ray Barris. Ray was a catcher. He was the pitching coach for Al Lopez. This, when my son was pitching, this is what I told him. I said, Ray Barris was the best pitching coach I ever had. Here's what he said. Take the ball out of your glove as early as possible. When your front foot hits, your arm wants to be up, ready to throw the ball. You throw the ball from high to low. And it'll come out and it'll sink. And I went, oh, okay. And he wouldn't, we'd be playing catch in the outfield, you know, and you would get down there and your arm would drop and he'd be in on the infield of something and he would whistle, Tommy, if you're not going to throw the ball right, don't throw it all. Okay. But that's what he was on me for, I don't know how many years, arm up, high to low. And that was it. Johnny Sane wanted me to throw a slider. So I tried to throw a slider when Chuck Tanner was manager in 71. And I started getting around the ball to make the ball break. And my sinker was gone. So I called Ray. He was up in, and I said, Ray, Tommy John, I wondered when you were going to call. He said, let me tell you, take that slider and stick it up your butt. And he said, you only add a pitch to your arsenal if it's going to make your other pitches better. And that okay, all right.
Hey, Tommy, it's great to speak with you again. And you know, you mentioned the sinker ball, and having grown up in the New York area, we think of guys like Mel Stottlemyre, and you spent time in New York, and I know you've met the guy. Did you get to talk shop with him a lot? He always said that he pitched better when his arm was tired.
Yes, you do, because you don't overthrow. You just flip the ball. And when my arm really felt good and I felt cool, I would try to throw too hard and you would just get locked up. And I pitched a ball game with the Dodgers. I was doing yard work and I was cutting limbs on a hedges. A lilac tree or bushes or I don't know, but I'm out there with a clipper, you know, cutting, and I get done and oh my God, my arms are just, I can't lift a cup to drink water. And I went, I go out and we're playing Atlanta and I couldn't throw the ball. Well, I could, but I would just flip it. I had the best sinker I've ever had. So then Tommy started thinking, you know, okay, I'll start working. So I did yard work. I did all this stuff on every day I pitched to tire me out so that I wouldn't be overly strong. Not very smart, but, you know, I'm left-handed, so what do you expect?
And Tommy, when you switched leagues from the White Sox to the Dodgers in 72, you used to hear about how the umpires called the strikes different. Did you notice the big difference yourself? Obviously, you had no problem making the transition.
Well, it helped me because the National League umpires called a lower strike. You know, the American League guys had the balloon and they were a foot and a half above the catcher looking. And you know, National League guys were down there. There were some National League umpires that had a tight strike zone, but by and large, they were so much better. National League umpires were so much better than American League. And, you know, pitch on Kibler and guys like that. What a pleasure it was.
Tommy, like I mentioned in your intro, and Bob and I discussed this a little bit at the top of the show as well, your 1979-1980 seasons were something we'll never see again, particularly the 33 complete games that you pitched over that stretch. And that was, you know, your surgery was back in 74. So those complete games were well after all of that. So do you think, should starting pitchers be throwing more innings? Is it actually good to help them develop more arm strength to have them pitch more innings? Or are teams right to be more cautious?
Well, I know why the teams are doing it. It's called money. They don't want their pitchers to get hurt. So they don't pitch them. It's like running a marathon. You know, if you're trying to run in the New York Marathon and instead of training to run 26 miles, you're running 100-yard sprints. Okay, you're going to be good 100 yards, 300 yards, yards. Then you're going to start getting tired. But if you train the way you should to run long distance, you won't get tired. And pitching is the same way. You train to pitch innings. Now, guys, I when I coached and managed in the minor leagues, I could not believe some of the things that these pitchers would tell me.
Tommy, before we let you go, let our listeners know, what are you doing now?
I do a lot of motivational speaking, and I'm TRing my son Tommy is a doctor of chiropractic, and he also is a wellness coach. He's been training four tennis players off the tennis team, and he's in San Diego. He just came out with a book called Minimizing Injury, Maximizing Performance. And it's not about baseball, but it's about all sports, to make yourself stronger. And he is totally against one sport, play baseball, do all that. You've got to be a multi-sport guy. You've got to do all this. And so I go around with him, and we tout the book, and we're going to be doing it this weekend with a writer from the Boston Globe, and then we're going to do some stuff, Eddie Randall and his sports show. And, Tommy's got a good idea. He pitched, and he gave, 13,000, 14,000 lessons, pitching and hitting lessons. And now he wants to try to get these kids to where they can make a mark in baseball.
Well, Tommy, let our listeners know, how can they follow you over social media? And then for those that are interested in the book, how can they get themselves a copy of it?
His book will come out June 6th, and it'll be on Amazon.
Well, Tommy, thanks for taking a little time to come back on the show and join Bob and I tonight. We'd love to catch up with you again sometime soon, maybe this summer, to get more of your stories and share more of your insights with us. You're always a great time to talk to.
I would love to do that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you, Tommy. That was Tommy John. And hopefully, Bob, we can get Tommy again this summer and get a little better signal from him. It's unfortunate we didn't get a lot of what he was saying. He's got so many great stories and had such a great career. Like you point out, top show, 26 years in the major leagues. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's no way, even if we had a great connection, you just can't get enough out of him, Chris. But, yeah, he seems very willingness, have a great willingness to come back on the show, and we're indebted to him for that, and we'll do it soon.